Welcome to another Respawn Zone, with two guys with funny accents talk about life, video games, and everything in between. Today, coming to you from my house, together. Yay!
It's always recording in your house, though. It's a different house, but it's always
your
house.
Yeah, it's literally the third house in one podcast.
That's not bad in a year.
In about a year, three different places. But this is going to be the long one. This is like my house now.
We're like inter-house podcast.
No, not anymore. This is my house.
Because we've moved, like, international.
Oh, yeah. Internationally in the same town.
What? Inter-house.
Inter-valley.
Inter-city?
Inter-valley, whatever. But yeah, we're actually back together.
Technically metro.
Sorry. Our last episode, we did it through Zoom, and it was recorded.
Yep.
And that was with Andrew, my friend who's in Asheville, South or North Carolina.
Since everyone was at home, it's the same
thing. Yeah, but everybody was at home.
Miami to Miami or like Miami.
Yeah, they didn't matter. Everybody was at home. But now, you know, Kevin over here took the great risk of traveling through my house in the pandemic.
If I'm dead, if this never sees the light of day, then it's Pablo's fault.
To film this episode for everybody, or record this episode for everybody. We wanted to switch gears anyway. Instead of being funny and stuff, we wanted to actually Jim Sterling this shit and Jim Sterling. Jim Sterling hates everything. You know who that is, right?
You love a lot of people. Yeah, I hate him. You love a lot of people that hate things in particular.
You know what?
People that just their content is just criticizing something because they hate it so much.
Okay, give me another example.
I don't know, but I know.
Keep an eye out with Jim Sterling. And besides, I've been kind of like not watching his stuff as much. He's like so angry at just like for simple stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of irritated me. He recently came out with this video about Maneater. You know that.
Oh, the game of the
shark RPG that came
it's
out.
Just shark it's, RPG. What the fuck?
And the thing is, like, it's
Hungry Sharks.
No, it's obviously a funny game. It's funny.
Yeah, but I wouldn't pay $59 for it.
Oh god damn, okay.
It's a full game.
I take everything I said back. In that case, I take everything I said back.
Let me check the price.
If that game actually cost $59, then I agree with everything Jim Sterling said.
If it was $39,
maybe. If it was like $20, I'd be like, come on man, stop. It's a funny game. It's a haha. It's like the kind of person that's gonna look at a untitled GOAT game and be like, this is shit, there's no gameplay, there's nothing in this, it fucking sucks. Ugh.
Oh, but Maneater came out?
Yeah, I believe Maneater came out.
It's not on Steam, though.
Oh, in that case, fuck it. Who cares? It's an RPG about a shark. We're making a smaller point about Jim Sterling. Didn't go anywhere.
$39.
$39?
I would pay $29.
I would pay $29 for it.
Well, I would buy it on sale.
But let's be real. I wouldn't pay anything for it. I would not buy it.
Yeah. Because you would play like 10 minutes. Like, yeah, it's fun. You pick it up 2 years. When someone is there, you're like, oh, you had Maneater? Yeah. You play it for 30 minutes with that person, that's it.
And that's it.
Because it's fun, but it's not a game that's going to pull you back all the time.
No. I doubt you'd be...
But there's games that don't want that. Like, Uncharted doesn't want that. Last of Us doesn't want that. They just want to make you play through that experience. It's not like, oh, you're going to come back and replay the game. It's just... It was an actual good segue, but fuck it.
How do you mean by The Last of Us? What does The Last of Us
they make, you know, story... Like, Maneater, the real purpose of the game is just come back. There's no real story. At the end of the day, you're just a shark getting bigger and
grinding away. Yeah, grinding
exactly.
Away.
So there's no actual story. But then you have the opposite. You have like games that they want to tell you a story from A to B, like no variation, no different endings. You can just you play this and like, they give you a story.
A linear story game.
Exactly. Like
yes, there we go.
Uncharted will do. Last of Us will do.
Which is what we want to talk about. Which was The Last of Us.
Magic.
A segue. We want to talk about The Last of Us. We want to delve into all the leaks, all the crazy leaks that happened, and not exactly, maybe a little bit, without spoiling anything, obviously.
Yeah, we'll not say anything.
Personally, everything that I found out has been by accident, you know, scrolling through Reddit
comments,
or 9gag, comments.
The first
boom,
day,
they get you.
The first
they get
2 days
you.
Comments on the Twitter page.
It always gets you by accident. But I know some stuff, not everything, but I know enough that got people angry.
I think mostly everything that's been leaked by mistake.
But the main thing is, we don't really want to delve into what actually was in the leaks.
Yeah, not about the content.
Not the content of the leaks, but the leak itself. Because it kind of shows something interesting, because it was like this leak that came out for a highly anticipated AAA title. Millions of dollars into it. It's, you know, trying to make a HBO or Netflix show out of it. I can't remember which one it was. One of those. Big. Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I think it's the same people from Game of Thrones are making a Last of Us TV show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's HBO. It's HBO.
Yeah, it's HBO. But either way, big IP, and it has a leak, right?
Now, and it's owned by, the IP, it's owned by PlayStation, which is one of the biggest, it's technically the biggest console manufacturer, so their game getting leaked, it's huge.
Especially an
anticipated game like this.
It's a pretty big deal.
This might hurt their sales, though. Because with that big... The thing about games is that usually when you buy it, you only have reviews. So reviews don't... Like, most of the time, they play the beginning of the game, unless it's a good game. And it's also the opinion of a person. So usually, they tend to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But you might play it and not like what you played. And having seen what you're going to play, a lot of people are not liking it, so they might just not buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And this might affect, like, the sales that... It's still going to sell well, yeah. But... Maybe it's not the sale that,
let's be real,
Sony is expecting.
It definitely might affect the sales. People might look at what got leaked in the storyline wise and be like, "Oh fuck it, I'm not gonna buy it."
Yeah,
I'm
not into it.
I'm just gonna buy Ghost of Tsushima. You know, since that's
they
like,
also. Why do companies tend to do that? Like publishers, like, oh, we're gonna release two of our biggest IPs close together, like Titanfall next to Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
No, Battlefield.
Battlefield, yes.
And then Call of Duty was coming out a bit before, so nobody's going to buy Titanfall. Why did you do that?
Well, they compete. I mean, that's like a whole different subject, but isn't it like algorithms?
The Titanfall
like...
and Battlefield are EA both. So
mm-hmm.
EA set them up for failing.
Well, that seems like it's kind of... It's just seasonally. They decide. They look at when people buy the most games, and they're like, okay, we're going to release it now. And I guess that's how they do it. But, you know, back to the leak... It's like a game leaks, and usually the general public might be a little bit angry, you know, at the leakers. You know, they're
angry at the leak being leaked.
Yeah, they might be at the, oh man, these developers work so hard and they're leaking it.
Exactly.
So, you know, ban leakers. You know, don't leak it. We're not gonna post it. That's usually happened before.
People are good with it.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember a game in which that happened. But usually, that's been like the general consensus. Like people try to like not post something. Like you got a Reddit and 9gag. People like try to not like mention anything. And they're like, okay, we're gonna try not to. YouTube people are very cautious about it too. If it's like a really appreciated game,
people try not to say what's happening.
Yeah.
And
but
they're like, fuck.
They try to actively work against the leakers.
Yeah, exactly.
The interesting thing with this game specifically, with these leaks, is that a lot of attention has been paid...
At the story,
at the content of the leaks, but nobody's actually really talking about how somebody leaked this game.
Exactly.
And that's bad for everybody involved in general, period. And nobody seems to actually care that that's bad. Everybody's just caring about... what Naughty Dog was doing in the story,
saying really like bad stuff, like, oh, Naughty Dog, like really criticizing how they work and why people keep leaving. I mean, yeah, it's true, Naughty Dog is a trouble studio. They have crunch. They like most of the studio like makes a game, they quit, they come back, because yeah, they put them through a lot of shit. But still, like the initial, what people were saying online is that it was leaked by an employee, which turns out not to be true. Apparently someone hacked into the server of a company that did some work for The Last of Us 2.
Mm-hmm.
That was not Naughty Dog. You know, they contract stuff sometimes. And they hacked into that one. And what we saw was just what they had. Because the devs sent them an actual gameplay so they understand what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the people who leaked it. But that's what Sony said. That someone hacked into another company. It's not even... Oh, we weren't hacked.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our contractors that got hacked.
But still, you know, Sony can try and say that it's not their fault, but it still happened. And it just, everybody went...
And the hackers never said anything.
No?
Because we don't know if it's activism, like, you're fucking the industry by your work ethics.
As far as we know, we've never heard anybody of anybody claiming, like, we did it, yeah.
Do you think
it was China.
Sony was like, okay, I'll give you some money and you shut the fuck up.
Nah, maybe...
Or they at least send some lawyers or some stuff like that.
Shit, that's like crazy conspiracy shit that I'm not even
like
gonna...
That people right now is in some place in Japan, like being tortured by police station.
I'm not even gonna think about conspiracy shit like that. But no, it's just like everybody... Nobody cared that it got leaked. Nobody's like, hey, defend Naughty Dog. Protect Naughty Dog. Everybody, hey, like...
No.
Nothing like that. Also,
actually, there was one that really pissed me off. No, I won't mention it, but mention by name the person. You know, a journalist that I keep complaining. Because he's the guy that leaks everything. And he could be at E3 and leak something that it's about to be shown,
mm-hmm.
and nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he releases it, 2 hours before they actually show it to the public? So you're about to do your presentation, and this guy, oh, leaks it. And now he was like, oh, yeah, what they did to Naughty Dog wasn't cool. They shouldn't have leaked it. They're affecting the whole company.
The fuck? Being hypocritical. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, when he's known to be the guy that leaks everything.
I mean...
And he's, like, a big figure, like, really big.
What? No, say names, man. Who's going to say anything? Who is it?
His last name is weird. It's the guy that used to... You know the guy, the Kotaku guy that just left?
Oh, was that the guy that was, like...
Jason Schreier, I think?
Wasn't that the dude that...
Yeah, it's Jason Schreier.
Wasn't that the dude that was doing plagiarism for the Dead Cells review? Was that somebody else?
No, he was... This is the guy that leaks everything. Oh. He was the guy that was in... Akotaku, now he left for Bloomberg Games.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what the fuck. But still.
But...
He's done interesting stuff usually about how the workers are being exploited, but now he's been also leaking, saying this is really hypocritical.
So we know it's a leak that's going to hurt the company, and it might hurt sales, and a lot of people might not buy because of the content, and people have gotten really, really ugly about the content of the leaks, and because they kind of don't like what Naughty Dog did.
Yeah,
and that's been like the main focus of this thing, and it's kind of a complicated issue because of the things that the story came out with that are probably going to happen. I mean, I guess I doubt at this point Naughty Dog is going to be like, we got to fucking change everything, call everybody back, somebody get on the line with Troy Baker, we got to refilm the entire fucking game, god damn it, ah fuck, delay till 2022, motherfuckers, that's what you get.
Well, apparently they said the game changed,
which in my opinion just they don't have the money to do that, but that's what they should do,
change something the game
like that. No, just literally be like, thanks to these leaks we have decided to redo the entire story,
the end of Game of Thrones, thanks to the shitty end of the show, I'm gonna change the ending for my books.
So, I mean, no. Or Naughty Dog or Sony being like, thanks to these leaks, we have decided to just invest more money into the game and
completely, like Sonic, basically,
and completely change some story.
Bring you what you want.
Yeah, completely change some
that
story.
That might be trash,
you might like. Not even that. It might be same. It might be even worse or what they want. They're just gonna change it, and now the game's gonna be delayed for another year and a half. Thank you, leakers. You know what I mean? Something like that. Like, oh god, you guys want to leak the game? You know what? In that case, we're just gonna fucking change a lot of it. It's gonna take us more time. It'll be another year. Oh man, I hope nobody leaks it next year, or else it might be another year of development. But then the problem is, it's the fucking internet, and you always know it's gonna be somebody, the fucking fail army or whatever they want to call themselves. You know what I mean? Fucking trolls and hackers are like, oh yeah, we're just gonna fucking hack Naughty Dog every fucking year.
No one came forward and was like, yeah, we hacked Naughty Dog.
No,
we,
I know,
released the content.
Somebody leaked it.
Or say why we did it. So,
I will say one thing, and this comes from the bottom of my heart. I'm still gonna fucking buy it. I'm still gonna fucking buy a physical edition of it.
I will buy it when it's on sale.
I'm gonna buy it. I'm a big fan of the first one. It's story wise, gameplay wise, emotionally wise, one of my favorite games ever. I'm gonna play it. Even from the leaks that I saw, and apparently as it may, I still think Naughty Dog is doing something fucking like brave and new with the story, and I'm anxious to see it. You know, it might not be what everybody likes, but you know, not everybody is going to get this, so for people who get it, maybe it might be something. But remember how everybody fucking surprised about Metal Gear Solid 2 and what that did? And then now people are like, oh man, Metal Gear Solid 2, man, back when Kojima did Metal Gear games, man, good game, really caught me off guard, great game. That's now. So
because they were mad at what they were doing.
Yeah.
Even though it was a good game, they were just mad at what was going on. They didn't agree with it. Without trying, and then when they try, they're like, oh, this is good.
You're angry about it for like literally.
But you haven't played it, so you don't know. You're angry at what you saw in a 5-minute video, not the actual story of the game.
Let me.
High place.
I'm gonna put it this way. This is my personal opinion. If there, and I'm gonna word it in a way that doesn't leak anything, but people that know what I'm talking about. If you are a grown person, or any rational person, and let's say you're playing Metal Gear Solid 2 and you don't know anything about it, and then you're playing it, and that big, and the thing happens in Metal Gear Solid 2, that happens, the Raiden thing happens. If you are the kind of person
that is not that old, you can, that is really old. I mean, you
I know.
Can leak, you can say what
I know.
It is.
The Raiden
it's
thing
one of
happens.
The most infamous
I know.
Things.
So I know. I'm trying to be sneaky. The Raiden thing happens, right? And that's for the rest of the game. If you are the kind of person that you grab the remote and you threw it and you were pissed off and you grab your fucking keyboard and you email Konami or whoever, and you're like, what is this? Blah, and you were crying, and you were angry, you were punching walls, and you were making angry YouTube videos, and you were just like irritated, you were insulted, you were personally attacked. No. You were personally attacked, and you just like, you couldn't enjoy the game. The game's enjoyment was completely destroyed to you. If you are that kind of person, or as opposed to the person that you switch from Snake to Raiden, and then you're like, oh, I guess I'm not Snake. Oh, that's kind of disappointing. Well, I wonder where this goes. And you keep playing the game, unless you're that person, get the fuck out, man. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's if you fucking went crazy and you were like, what the fuck, I want to play with Snake, I'm gonna text him, I'm gonna fuck this, fuck Konami. You're just fucking stupid, man. You're fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. It's just ruined the game. I can't play the game like this. I'm not blonde in real life. I can't do it. I'm not blonde in real life. I can't play. I'm not pretty. I can't play as this pretty boy. I'm not pretty in real life. I can't do it. I can't. See, these people are stupid. And it's the exact same people that are getting angry with the Last of Us thing. Those and other people. But those people, I don't want to imitate, even though nobody listens to us. Because they're ugly asshole people.
There's six people listening.
Huh? There's six people. Six?
Yeah.
Who are the other two?
I don't know.
I don't know. Great. But yeah, man, you don't want to like, you don't want to give those people their time. But yeah, if you get angry about a single aspect of a game, a single character change, a single anything, whatever, and you're like, it's completely ruined my enjoyment. I can't play it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm done with everything. Life is a cold, dead world. Come on, man. Lighten the fuck up. Enjoy the game. Give it a chance. You know what they did with the first one. Imagine what they can do with the second one, right?
You know, shut it. Neil Druckmann made Uncharted 4. He was that's when he took over.
Hell, Neil Druckmann's working with in the fucking TV show too.
I mean, it's kind of his baby.
Yeah,
because his IP is Last of Us, not Uncharted.
I mean, I want to see it. I want to see fucking.
Yeah, he might be good.
The Last of Us TV show on HBO. I'm
curious about, yeah, he's gonna.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, okay. Can you imagine the fucking clickers like on a live TV show?
Ooh.
Like, I can't even do it. It's fucking weird. It's like clicking.
Yeah, that's why they call it clickers.
Fucking weird. Fucking crazy ass things. Either way, I mean, but you know what they, my opinion, what should
I
do?
I want to see the cast.
Actually get Troy Baker as Joel.
Ooh!
Actually cast Troy
get
Baker as Joel.
Get him a little bit bigger and...
Get him a little bit bigger.
He, I mean, he's
it's
Joel.
It's been...
Joel is big.
Yeah, but that motherfucker's tall.
Oh, he is.
He can look scary because of how he played Higgs in fucking Death Stranding. He looked evil. He can look scary. Yeah. He doesn't have to look scary. He can just look sad and angry. He can do that. And he can do that while looking tall. I think, and he, the, and
yeah, they put a bunch of jackets.
And if I'm not mistaken, by watching a lot of retro replay, I know that
Troy
Baker.
No, he's not small.
It's kind of a wide. He's a tall, wide dude. He doesn't have to gain any weight.
He's
Troy Baker can fucking play a young and old Joel. Do that, hi Joel.
I mean,
because otherwise they're gonna be like
the accent is not a problem because it's his voice.
It would be great. He just has to speak as himself.
Who should they cast as Ellie?
The same person that played
Ashley
her.
Johnson, yeah, she's a good actress.
Just get like Ashley her. Johnson, man. Make her a little bit older. She doesn't have to be fucking.
Yeah, no, I mean, and she, you can put a bit of makeup, and she, or like you put dirt in their faces because they're gonna grow older faster because they're in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So at like 40, you look like shit.
They don't have to look exactly like Ellie. And
no,
Joel
they have
from
to look
game.
Like them because at the end of the day, Troy Baker, even if he doesn't look like Joel, he's Joel.
I think it would be a lot better personally if they just get, what's her name, Ashley Johnson, was it? Williams?
Yeah.
Johnson. Ashley Johnson and Troy Baker, just cast them as themselves, you know, Ashley give them makeup and just have them do the voices of the characters just as, I mean, cause you've seen the reciter, the reciting, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's on YouTube. They did a theater play, a very minimal theater play following, reading the script of the game,
nothing.
Which was amazing. It was great.
It was really good. And sad.
I think Neil Druckmann was the one narrating it, if I'm not mistaken.
I know it was sad.
It's a really good fucking story. But yeah, man. I mean, that's what you should do. Give the game a chance. Give Naughty Dog a chance. If you're angry about what leaked and what you found out, and you're angry about that for X or Y reason, fucking you kind of and you're like, I'm not gonna play this game because of what I saw and I'm insulted. And don't play it, dude. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, just shut up and
play. Just shut up and play something else. Naughty.
I guess of Tsushima is the exact opposite.
Yeah.
So just play that.
Naughty Dog is what? Owned by Sony?
Yeah.
Owned by Sony?
Yeah.
Or they just...
No.
They're owned by Sony? Well,
yeah.
Naughty Dog is owned by Sony. So if some dumb fuck who doesn't like what's coming up in the fucking story isn't going to buy the game, I think they'll be okay. Because one dumb fuck doesn't buy the game, there's always going to be another equally dumb fuck buying the $300 version of it. So it's fine. I support games, I just don't think people should be spending $300 on a fucking bust. Looking at you, Kevin. Looking
at you. I haven't spent anything on a bust.
What about that
Scorpion? T60 helmet? Yeah.
Didn't you get the Scorpion face on shit or whatever?
Yeah. Okay. And I sold it for twice as much, so.
The thing is, like, okay, I want to correct myself a little bit. I will buy some memorabilia. This year, I just have like a price range.
I have an Alduin in my trunk.
If I'm, where is it? Where is your Alduin?
In my trunk.
In your trunk.
Because I just picked it up before coming here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't have a dragon hanging in my like trunk. Like, what's up, Kevin?
I was gonna say like you bought that thing cost like I don't know how much and it's in your trunk hanging out right now.
It cost me $29.
$29.
Yeah, it's Alduin.
Okay. That's my point, though. That's my point. Exactly. Buy memorabilia. Just be reasonable about it. Don't spend, like, fucking, like, about the $500 edition. Why? Because
it's no, I don't, like...
It's got a map in it.
The Assassin's Creed, I was going to get the figure, but I was like, nah, I don't want it. I don't like it, so... Because, like, yeah, it looks cool. I'm going to actually play the woman again, because Cassandra was so good.
Are you talking about Odyssey?
Yeah, no, in Valhalla, I'll trust them, because... Cassandra was the better choice.
That's another thing. That's another similar thing that we can talk about.
While there's a lot of people saying, I
can't believe there's female Vikings up in this game here.
Those people shut up like way faster. They lasted hours.
I mean, that's literally what happened. And that's something that's something that we can also comment about. We're also linking into what happened with The Last of Us. People saying just we can also talk about how in Battlefield 5 or Battlefield 1 people are like, there weren't no damn women with fucking fake hands.
In Battlefield Nazis. 5 the cover for the game is like in the middle, I think it's a woman.
Yeah, and people got angry.
And the man is in like the premium edition.
It's like, well, the man is the premium edition.
I'm not
kidding.
Funny.
That's just funny. I find that funny. I wanna reiterate something too. I find it funny. That this is a competing subject, but I want people to understand what my point of view is from all of this. I find it funny that these guys, this happened like a few years ago, still cracks me up. They opened this ramen restaurant, uh-huh, right, in like a different state. I can't remember which one. It wasn't Florida though, and they called it miso honey. Like,
I get it.
And I'm like, that's fucking funny. If I fucking drove by that place, I'd be like, God damn it, that's fucking funny. I'm ramen, always love ramen.
I wouldn't eat there.
But then
they're funny. It's like,
that place got shut down because people got irritated. Me, people would be like, that's so insulting to my culture. People were like, oh my God, it's insulting.
I would be like, that's funny.
It's insulting Asians, Vietnamese people. And I'm like, I can understand where people can come from, but also lighten up a bit, you know.
This is the name of a
but
restaurant.
Were
you selling ramen?
It was clever. It was funny. But also, I, you know, collaterally to that, I find it stupid that people get angry when video games have more women in them. I mean, come on.
I saw when with the leaks is that people were like, oh, why are you getting political? Like, I don't like games that are getting political. Like,
it's not political.
And it kind of is. It's like, if this is political for you, where have you been the last 10 years?
I
games
know, right?
Always have stories like this.
Yeah,
it's nothing new.
I don't get how we went from, oh my God, Samus Aran is a chick, that's cool, to women in games. Goddamn women in games.
Also with Assassin's Creed, it was like, oh, you're getting a woman because. And they say the same thing. I don't know why these people are so dumb and just they don't get political. It's like, by playing first of all, if you played Odyssey, you know Cassandra's the better choice.
Okay.
So it's not getting political because they don't just talk about it. It's just you play as Cassandra and she's badass as fuck and she's great.
Doesn't matter.
They don't get into it. It's like you just see it because it's like that.
And the same.
And they wouldn't do the same.
And the same thing. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. They were like,
"Hey, see the problem.
It's a create a character. You can create a female Viking or a male Viking. I don't care. Fucking believe that you can create a female Viking." I don't get it. Why are people angry? Like, I don't get it. I think about it. I'm not a dumb guy. Neither are you. I think about it a lot. I'm like, why would somebody be angry?
I'm surprised they didn't complain that much about Cyberpunk
Oh.
having
Oh, Cyberpunk. I mean, Cyberpunk.
The body that you... They actually let you change all your genitalia.
You can change your genitalia. You can have a...
So, you can be
whatever we actually, you want. We actually had a... What was it? Like a FaceTime or a phone call about this a couple of days ago.
Some days ago. So, let's not mention it because it gets dumb.
I mean, because I was like, whoa, in that case, I legitimately might make a guy with a big old massive magnum dong and call her V. And just be like this really fucking like sexy kind of tall butchy chick. Just fucking magnum fucking dong. That's my main character, V. People get... And the problem is, it's giving... Am I gonna do that? Probably not. Do I appreciate the ability to do it? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Do I get why people get angry about it? Not really.
No.
Not really.
Because if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. What's the problem of having the option?
What's the problem over in Cyberpunk? If you wanted to create a fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger and pumping iron-sized man with a vagina the size of a fucking hummingbird, you can do that.
Because they're not stopping. Great. They're not stopping them from doing whatever they want.
Nope. They're giving you more choice.
So shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, man. It's people working for you to give you more choice. Why are you angry? No, I just want to play as a man. Make a man.
Exactly.
Make a man.
They can make tiny dicks.
But other people would then have fun, and I don't like it when other people have fun, and I just want. Yeah, there you go,
man. It's too bad that people can't see you. You got like the middle of just the middle of his face got red. Like.
Yeah, when I do my characters, we don't have a soundboard, so I have to do this all myself. You know, I don't have
the soundboard wouldn't be as good because
I don't have
the story right now.
I don't have a little button that can just be like boo or do a fart noise like boo.
We should get a soundboard.
We need a soundboard. Just like to do like
have a macro keyboard we can program. I'm not kidding, we can. We'll try.
So what do you think about that backlash from The Last of Us 2?
That'd be nice.
No response song for mature and sensible adults. Can't wait till we get sponsored by Whoopee Cushion.
I actually like that. That would be nice.
Yeah, sponsored by Whoopee Cushion.
I mean, if anyone wants to sponsor us,
a joke every day.
That's nice. Well, once every 3 weeks.
Once every 3 weeks. That's funny. But yeah, that's our thoughts on The Last of Us. I mean, we find a lot of things funny. We find a lot of things other people might not find funny. But like I said, Miso Oni, we find it hilarious. But I also can see where people might be offended by it. I don't see how people can be offended by having the ability to play whatever you want in games.
Yeah, no, it's just giving you.
I don't get it. I mean, we promise ourselves we're never gonna get political in this podcast.
Maybe in some games, like they're gonna force you to play something at one point.
Yeah.
If you already know it because you've seen stuff, why would you complain? Yeah. You just don't like it. Don't play it. Then shut the fuck up.
Listen,
it's not for you. It's not for you. Just shut up.
I just thought of a simple little comparison that I'm gonna make. This is a person. These are people.
Okay.
That get angry when they give you the option to make whatever mishmash of gender you want in Cyberpunk.
Just make a character that you feel comfortable with.
And they give you the option to either have a woman play a man or a woman in Assassin's Creed Valhalla. But these are the same people that if you dare give them a Tomb Raider game with a man,
just change.
They're like, where's Lara Croft? You can't have a Tomb Raider game without Lara Croft, but I also don't want to play as a woman I'm confused. See, let's be real, people. There are a lot of dumb people that play games.
If they change Lara Croft into an Indiana Jones type, people will get mad.
No, turn her into a man.
Yeah.
And
Indiana
turn,
Jones type.
And turn, give me...
Is Indiana Jones...
Indiana Jones type. Movie? Yeah, yeah. Tomb Raider. Yeah. Tomb Raider.
He's
Doom.
A man, correct.
He's
right?
A man, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And then give me a prompt. The next God of War game is played by a woman.
Who you play as? Goddess of War.
You play Goddess of War.
Oh, actually, like, love that shit.
I'll play it.
Goddess of War, please.
Play the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
But people are gonna be like, you can't...
Goddess became a...
But then, oh my god, the next Horizon Zero Dawn game is a male. It's not Aloy. Oh my god, no, I gotta play as my Aloy. But I also don't want to have the option to play a woman in this game. But I also miss playing a woman in this other game.
You think... If a game like that, like say Horizon or Tomb Raider, they would be like, oh, we're going to give you the choice in the next one to be a male or a woman. Do you think they would complain?
Oh, yes.
No, they have the choice. Oh, and yes. They can still be a woman because Lara Croft is...
There's always going to be anybody that complains.
They would complain less as if they force you to play a male character. Or just a game where it's usually male, change it to something else. Like, if you let them change, like, oh, you can still play a woman in this game that you used to play a woman, they wouldn't complain. Mm-hmm. People would shut the fuck up.
Maybe. But I will say this. I am pretty sure.
What are you going to play?
No, here we go. Okay. We can both agree that Stardew Valley is a very beloved game, right?
It's the best.
Right? It's a very beloved game. Everybody loves it. Stardew Valley. No. Let me say something. Stardew Valley is basically one of the Keanu Reeves of games. Right, it can do no wrong. Everybody loves Stardew Valley.
Oof. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, Keanu can do.
Okay,
can
do. But yeah. I can guarantee you that ever since that game came out, and every single patch that came out, and every single patch note in the comments, there's always gonna be one or two people that go like, "This sucks. I didn't want my turnips to take this off."
There's no turnips.
My point to this is, no matter what you do, there's always gonna be
four in-game games.
I don't know, my point is, no matter what you do, there's always going to be fucking people that aren't going to be happy no matter how good it is. And you know, fuck those people. Enjoy your games. Play your games. Play what you want to play.
Yeah,
buy what you want to buy. Support who you want to support. Be your own person. Don't hurt anybody else. That's the message. Eat your vegetables and drink your vitamins, kids. Because the Hulkster said it.